Red vein kratom makes me stoned. I'm Dr. Tony Huge here with world's tallest bodybuilder, Aaron Reed. And I took a red vein kratom today. And red vein is generally known as being the relaxing, downer, more sleep, more pain relief type of kratom versus the white vein, the yellow vein, green vein. Some of those are more energizing, like white's supposed to be more energizing and euphoric. Well, I can say I've experienced a lot of different red vein kratoms and all different types, and it's not always exactly to the color. Like, not every red vein kratom is going to be this type of relaxing. Not every green vein is going to be, or a white vein is going to be uplifting. But I can say that this one is making me really tired all day. I took it like 10 hours ago. I still feel it. I feel like I took indica marijuana. Like, relaxed, almost numb, but not bad. I feel good. I feel like, especially if someone was in pain, this would make them feel good. But it also makes me kind of want to go to sleep. Almost like I don't want to move around a lot. Like, I'm too relaxed. And that's what indica marijuana does to me. So it's not really the feeling I'm going for with kratom. And my fear with people experimenting with kratom is they don't realize that there's like 10 different effects they could get from kratom. And if someone just takes kratom one time and experiences an effect they don't like they take kratom thinking that they're looking for the euphoric feeling, but instead they take one that makes them tired, and all of our bodies react differently as well, then they might not be interested in trying more kratom. But the key to kratom is you have to try all the different strains and types, because each one affects each individual completely differently. And then just keep track of it in your mind or in your notes, which kratom you took and how your body reacted. Don't assume that other people are going to react the same way, but keep notes for yourself so you know whether you want to go back to use that type of kratom again or not. Also, even if you use like a red vein Bali kratom, just because you use it once doesn't mean the next batch is going to be the same. They vary from crop to crop, batch to batch, how long they've been drying, the climate that during the time in which it grew. There's so many factors. So even then, you can't determine exactly what the effects are going to be. But what I'm going to do is make a mental note of this specific strain of type of kratom that I took, and make a note that I probably don't want to take this again if I have to be more alert and more energetic that day, because it's going to probably make me more relaxed. And that's not what I'm looking for from a kratom, is being this relaxed. Be swole and swole, friends of freedom, pioneers of human evolution.